Regardless of where you live in the Northwest, someone was there before you. But who? Now there's an app to help educate you. It started with one goal: help right the wrongs of injustice experienced by Indigenous people of North America. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
Victor Temprano grew up in Canada, but he's not Native, and so he says he doesn't really know much about the experience of First Nations people who also live where he does in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Once I had encountered some of the history of residential schools, it kind of like shocked me because I hadn't heard about it, and then I learned about it. And that took me into a lot of realizing that a lot of other settlers or non-Indigenous people are kind of lacking in their education around a lot of this, or lacking in their consciousness.
3 years ago, the web developer sat down to write what he sees as a wrong, and the only way he knew how, create an app.
So the easiest, like, short little way to tell somebody without getting into anything like too political or contentious is to just say, oh, it's an app that attempts to map out Indigenous territories, languages, and treaties across North America and increasingly beyond.
When I zoom in, I can see this patchwork of colors.
I asked my Northwest News Network colleagues to sign on to Temprano's app. It's called Native Land. Anna King lives and works in Washington's Tri-Cities area.
That are indicating all of the territories or language blocks or treaty areas. Where I live, there is the Spokane, the Cayuse, the Nez Perce, the Umatilla, the Yakima, the Tenino are all kind of surrounding the area that I live.
I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia. Tap in 98501, the zip code.
And that's how this app works. You simply pull up the website, nativeland.ca, type in your zip code, hit enter, and
it zooms in. It says I'm on the land of the Puget Sound Salish, which makes sense, although I'm not sure how useful that is in modern times. I think of my neighbors as Nisqually, Squaxin Island, and Chehalis tribes.
The information in the app comes from at least 65 sources available online. Because of that mashup, Victor Temprano is also critical of his work.
The map is inadequate to some degree, that it may be misrepresenting people. It may have inaccurate information that kind of continues some of the old colonial narratives. And that's a major concern of mine that I take really seriously.
Temprano wants more tribal members to get involved.
Land is complicated.
Lena Manifi is a member of the Kitkatla Nation, with territory along the coast of northern British Columbia. She's a member of the board of directors guiding Temprano through development of the Native Land app.
Yeah, and so I think that entering somebody's house is like entering their territory, right? This is an entry point to realize, like, oh, there is a protocol. There is a way that people acknowledge when they go into other territories, and I can actually replicate that or imitate that, so I'm not being rude when I go into somebody's territory or house.
The app is also expanded to include information about Indigenous people in Australia, New Zealand, Greenland, and areas throughout Central and South America. Victor Temprano says he'd like to see the app expand to include Indigenous place names and to show how people have moved and migrated across landscapes. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.